Arizona has had an independent redistricting commission since voters approved it in 2000. Coming into this election cycle, only five other states had similar panels. But Utah is one state that asked its voters this month to consider an independent commission to draw its maps. Proposition 4, known as Better Boundaries, narrowly passed by about 7,000 votes. But the yet-to-be-formed Utah Commission will differ from Arizona in one important sense. It won't necessarily have the final say. Lawmakers could decide not to go along with how the commission draws the districts. And with me to explain more is James Curry, assistant professor of political science at the University of Utah. James, what's the background of Proposition 4, and what sort of support did it have to get on the Utah ballot?
Support for a redistricting commission in Utah seems to have been generated both from Democrats within the state. There are a number of Democratic-leaning current and former office holders and other groups that wanted to get behind redistricting reform, but also from some Republicans in the state, especially some moderate Republicans, and especially those associated with Salt Lake County, where there was some desire on that side of the aisle as well to reform our redistricting procedures, especially after the 2010 cycle of redistricting, which saw Salt Lake County largely split among three of the different congressional districts, rather than have sort of one coherent legislative district that represented that county.
Here in Arizona, the Independent Redistricting Commission, when they came up with their maps, there have been lawsuits and trying to figure out whether one side was favored over the other. But it wasn't a case where the legislature could decide they don't like it and do their own thing. That struck me as a really interesting aspect of this, that in Utah, even if voters approve it, legislators don't necessarily have to go along with it.
Yes, that's right. That was, you know, from state to state, so many of these redistricting commission proposals vary in a lot of their details. And one thing that they tacked on to the Utah proposal was that after the commission comes up with its plan, it has to be submitted to the legislature, and the legislature can reject it and submit its own plan instead. So it's not the strongest redistricting commission proposal I've ever seen, because at the end of the day, the legislature, as long as they can justify what they've done, and there's no really hard language about how they have to justify it, they can dispense with what the commission did and pass its own plan anyway.
Well, what do you make of that? As far as, is this the sort of incremental reform that would make sense in a state like Utah, or does it seem like it already has no teeth if it gets passed?
There's very few teeth, but I think it's at least incremental in the sense that, you know, prior the legislature would write its map and pass it. There was no really like much of an official alternative that was proposed. You might have some groups or people who threw out alternative maps. You know, you can get the software to make these kind of maps from various places these days. But now if the legislature rejects what the commission does, at least there'll have been this, you know, for those who aren't happy with what the legislature does, at least there'll have been this other map that was out there, that was submitted, that was debated, that could be discussed publicly. And it gives sort of a comparison point to whatever the legislature does, which could put pressure on at least some marginal office holders who want to reject a commission's plan to think twice or maybe not push as hard towards a redistricting plan that's as favorable to one party or the other or to one politician or the other.
Now, again, I'm comparing Arizona to Utah in this case, but Arizona has been a place that has been dominated by Republicans, but not necessarily in the sense that it's always, you know, we talk about Arizona being a purple state and whatnot. Maybe this time around the results indicated that. Utah, I think it would be fair to say that Utah is really dominated by one party. Was there a surprise that an effort like this to have an independent commission in a state that's dominated by one party, was it a surprise that that actually gained some popularity?
I don't think it was terribly surprising for people in Utah, in part because we've seen the Republicans here who, yes, are an overwhelming majority, especially within the government. We've seen the Republicans in this state sort of jockey over similar issues before, and we've seen sort of dividing lines appear between somewhat more moderate Republicans and the more conservative Republicans on electoral reform. For instance, a handful of years ago, there was a debate over whether or not to allow access to a primary ballot for people who do not get nominated at the state's party nominating convention in the Republican Party. And we saw moderate Republican politicians largely team up with some Democrats and, you know, with the support of more moderate Republican voters, pass a measure in the legislature that allows people to get on the primary ballot through ballot signatures. We saw somewhat of a renewed push on that in 2018 as well to try to get an even stronger primary, direct primary provision on the ballot, though that fell just short. So I don't think it's terribly surprising because we've seen, especially moderate Republican office holders in Utah before, sort of break with the rest of their party and push for or support these kinds of electoral reforms.
Is there a growing tendency now to have more things decided at the ballot box? Again, Arizona, California, these are states that have ballot measures galore almost every election cycle.
2018 was certainly showed that voters are more willing to support ballot initiatives. We saw a very large number of ballot initiatives. This is a state where it's difficult because you have to get a certain number of signatures in every single county in the state. So it's often hard to get that sort of widespread enough support for something to get it on the ballot, especially since a number of our counties don't have a tremendously large number of people in them. And it's hard to say whether 2018 is going to be unique or whether it's the sign of things to come, but it certainly was striking just how much energy there was behind pushing some of these ballot initiatives, many of which ended up going in a direction against sort of what sort of the dominant Republican Party and the government wanted to see happen on them.
James Curry is an assistant professor of political science at the University of Utah.